What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Aliens.
Aliens.
How was everybody's week?
Aliens. Aliens.
My week sucked.
My week was
alright. It was slow as shit. Everything but broke could break. Wow. Everything that could break broke.
I see.
My back hurts.
It broke. It did.
Can't feel my ass, no bo.
Uh-uh.
Nah, my week wasn't bad. It kind of flew by.
It was good.
Yeah, my week has been all right, I guess. Now that I'm back in the groove, I mean, I've been back from my break for several weeks now.
Yeah.
The weeks are starting to go by quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any news related to this right now, although we probably do need to hop back into Alien. The Fire Team Elite.
No.
Because we played that for maybe like a solid 2 weeks.
Yeah, that game's not bad.
Never touched it again.
It's like I said when we were talking like our predictions for that game a while back. It's just not very good post-launch content.
Yeah. Has any of the DLC come out yet? Because I bought the deluxe edition, so I got like all the DLC,
yeah.
The season pass.
Yeah, I got the season pass. I haven't played it in a while. I haven't checked to see what's new. I know there's a couple new classes, I think.
Is Marshawn Lynch in the game?
No.
Like, it's a good game, I guess. It's just not really that fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just...
After you play it for, like, maybe
an ultra
hour
repetitive.
Or two, yeah, you kind of just, like...
Go here, kill alien. Go here, kill alien.
I bet the horde mode is pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't unlocked it
yet. I didn't know there was a horde mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got about...
I think you gotta beat the game to
unlock
the horde mode.
That's stupid.
We've gotten about 4 or 5 missions in, and I haven't touched the game since.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I know I haven't because that was when my Wi-Fi was real shitty.
Yeah,
and I couldn't play for very long. But this week we're talking Aliens from 1986.
Aliens.
I actually watched the 1990 special release edition.
Yeah.
You get a little intro from James Cameron. He's like, this is the way Aliens was supposed to be watched.
Yeah.
The extra 3 minutes of content.
3 minutes, brother.
Oh, I thought it was like 2 hours and 30-something minutes.
So the theatrical is 2:34. The special edition is 2:37.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the one I watched was... 2 hours and 15.
It includes like some extra tidbits.
That's the one I rented.
Hey, fucking, you get a fucking censored version?
I don't know.
There's
not complete.
The director's cut is like it's got that like the deleted scenes and stuff put in the movie.
The special edition just talks about like Ripley's daughter more.
Yeah, you see that she's like an old lady.
Mm-hmm. And then you get. Some other little shit. I looked at
shit
it.
With the Marines is a little different too. You get extended shit. With
it wasn't bad. You know, the 3 minutes didn't really change much. It's still a long fucking movie.
It answers some little questions that
but
you
it's
have
good.
Alien.
It's good. I like Aliens. It picks up pretty much right where Alien left off.
Yeah,
except for 57 years.
Yeah, we're 57 years in the future now. Ripley's old as fuck. But not really.
She's been in cryo sleep for 57 years.
I was like, did she do that on purpose
or
something?
And Jonesy. No,
she like went past every major planet and went into deep space. And by sheer luck, a fucking salvage crew found her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like nobody picked her up or anything.
So did like space just like freeze her ship or something?
I don't know.
Just over time, probably eroded like the ship.
Yeah, because I was like, what the fuck happened here? I was like, how is she frozen? You know,
just the effects of being in hypersleep for 57 years.
Yep, and she just literally passed every planet.
Yeah, that's pretty
like,
unlucky.
Damn.
Yeah. But she gets saved and she wakes up in the hospital. We get a nice little jump scare though, which is nice, where the chest burster in her dream comes out of her chest.
It's like right after Burke, who's our newest
the company.
He's the company man. Yeah, he's a company representative. Tells her she's been in space or hypersleep for like 57 years. And then right after he says that, she like starts the thing.
Convulsing.
Yeah, convulsing.
Kill me.
Please kill me.
I do like Sigourney Weaver a lot more in this movie.
Supposed to allude to her having a chest burster, but it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't see it, like, burst out of her, but you see, like, the outline of the head, she like, got pushing PTSD. Through her chest. Yeah. Listen, Jonesy survives. All right.
That's all we need. Movie over. Credits roll.
We see Burke and Jonesy. That's it.
So, the planet they went to in the first one, come to find out, has been colonized in the last 57 years.
And this whole, like, board of directors show up to, like, talk to Ripley, and she's like, how many times have I got to tell you the same fucking story?
We landed, there was a distress beacon, alien.
Kang gets raped.
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
Unfortunately.
And then alien.
Baby. Ian Holm was a bitch.
Baby.
Baby alien that grew.
And then the board of directors was like, why did you destroy this ship? She's like, I've already fucking told you.
Well, they say like it was $47 million worth of damages and shit, not counting cargo. That's like, ooh.
Well, I remember, I think it said they were carrying like 22 million tons of whatever the material was in the first one.
Yeah, so she's...
And that's a lot of money.
She's like 67...
that's all they care about. They don't care about the people that fucking died.
$67 million of shit that she destroyed.
They're like, yeah, we don't care about your whole crew that just died. The money, though.
Money.
57 years ago, you destroyed our money.
Money. Why? Yeah, I like how they still care after 57 years. Like,
they've just had that file open.
The whole time. Like,
look, that ship back then was worth about $1 billion. It's worth $3 billion now.
Yeah.
You fuck. You owe us that.
You can't escape inflation even in the future.
No. No. But yeah, they demote her to like, they revoke her license to be like a captain or whatever.
Yeah, they take away her license and like, I think they demote her.
Yep, and then she works on the cargo bay.
Yep.
Because she's a work-centric person.
Yep.
And she does her thing, and then I guess...
to find out the colony, they don't hear from the colony.
Aliens.
Well, just in the director's cut, when they cut to the colony, you see, first off, you see Newt and her little brother.
Yeah, and their parents.
And their parents.
They're like scavengers or something like that.
Yeah, and they find the ship from the first movie.
Yep, and they uncover some shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch the director's cut or the special cut. I think I watched...
The director's cut and the special edition, I think, is the same thing.
I must have watched the theatrical then.
Pretty much what we kind of can put together is that one alien fucks up that whole colony.
Oh, yeah. Which, hey, 57 years of progress undone in a single fucking day?
Yeah, that's...
How good was your colony?
Yeah, seriously.
And then, so, come to find out, Ripley is hired as a consultant for the team that's about to go down there. The Colonial Marines.
Marines, baby.
We never seen them before.
No. And Burke, she talks to Burke, and at first, Burke's trying to convince her to go. She's like, no, I'm not going.
I ain't going. And she has a bad dream.
Yeah. And then she's like, okay, I'm going.
She calls him in the middle of the night on her fake iPad.
Yeah. She's like, listen, we're not bringing any of them back, right? We're going to destroy them.
He's like, of course.
He's got his fingers crossed. And so we meet our Colonial Marines, which honestly, dude, they're like one of the best parts.
That's one of the best scenes. Like, as soon as, what's his name? The sergeant?
Apone.
Apone wakes up, puts a cigar in his mouth first thing. I'm like, yeah.
Fun fact. Sounds about right. This, the Apone guy, he's the first ever like black Marine in real life.
Oh, like in the actual United States Marine Corps?
Yeah.
That's lit.
That's awesome.
So
I heard he was also like an actual drill sergeant.
Yeah, probably.
I believe it. Yeah. He's actually even though he's not really in this like too much, he's actually really
I do like his presence on screen. He's good.
Elbows and assholes.
Yeah.
Assholes and elbows.
Hudson, come here. I love that scene.
That's a good scene. And then they're waking up. That wake up scene's just good. You want me to get your slippers for you?
Oh, please, sir. I would like that. I didn't realize Hudson had like a tattoo around his like neck.
Mm-hmm.
It was like barbed wire or something.
He would he would be an edgelord in the early
days. We got like Bill Paxton. We got Michael Biehn. We got, I forget,
Lance Hendrickson's
real name. Lance Hendrickson. He's an android.
He is robot.
I prefer artificial person.
Yeah, I like that. He's like, I prefer the term artificial person myself. And they make him do the knife thing. Like,
oh, dude, that Bill Paxton's reaction. Ah!
He didn't know that was going to happen.
That's so funny.
Because originally, Lance Hendrickson was going to do it on himself.
Yeah.
And then the guy who plays Drake came up behind Bill Paxton and did that. So.
Yeah. It was good. And then he starts bleeding. That's when Ripley finds out he's an android.
It ain't funny, man.
We also kind of like, I actually just looked this up because I was like, because the girl plays Vasquez plays in Near Dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second, because she's playing a Hispanic character in this.
Yeah.
But in Near Dark, she was like white. And so I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
and so I looked it up, and yeah, it was whitewash.
Isn't she also in Predator 2? Or I think I might be thinking of somebody else.
She might be. Let me see
here. I don't think it's her. I think it's somebody else.
She's in Terminator 2.
That's what it is. It's Terminator 2.
I don't know who she plays in it, but that's what shows up in her casting. But yeah, a little whitewash, you know, that shit unfortunately never ages well.
Yeah. She's also just fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
I don't know why
they couldn't have just made the character white.
Some of the comments, like Hudson says, "Hey Vasquez, you ever been mistaken for a man?" She goes, "I don't know. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the banter between the Marines is really good.
It's great. I love the cafeteria scene too. Yeah, when Ripley finds out Bishop's an android.
I didn't know there were going to be androids on this mission. And he's like, really?
He's like, oh, he's just...
I prefer the term artificial
person.
Yeah.
Person myself. Burke's like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's just kind of common practice. And then I love the just like, she's... Burke is explaining about Ash. Yeah. And then he's just like, I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. Some of our older counterparts were a little glitchy. You don't say.
Those A2s are always twitchy. So yeah. That's impossible now with our inhibitor chips.
Yeah, we saw that worked out for the clones, bro.
He's like, you want some cornbread?
Yeah,
cornbread?
And
she don't like the cornbread.
Since we're talking about Lance Henriksen as Bishop either. Here, he actually like privately, like in his own head, he was like, if this movie doesn't work out for me, he's like, I'm probably not going to act anymore.
This is before Pumpkinhead too, right?
Yeah.
Two years
and
before?
This turned out to be at his, because he's more known for like a character roles and shit in both movies and television. And he's like, if this shit doesn't work out for me, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you know? This up to that point in his career, it was his most successful movie.
And then he played in Pumpkinhead.
He was in Pumpkinhead. He was in the first Terminator.
Yeah.
Scream 3.
I never got to watch Terminator when I was watching this. I woke up too late this morning to watch both.
I would still argue that this probably
I'm still going to check it out. Sometime soon.
This probably is like his most successful role.
Because this is James Cameron's follow-up to Terminator. This is his next project. Yeah. And like everyone always talks about that, how like he came onto the scene with Terminator and like blew everyone's mind, and then he did Aliens.
Since we're talking, I'm actually like getting rid of all my fun facts that I saved and copied. Speaking of James Cameron, like the cast or... the crew that worked on the original.
Are you talking about the tea breaks?
Yeah, they actually fucking hated James Cameron.
Yeah.
James Cameron wanted this movie, the production, to go kind of quick, but like the British Film Union or whatever, they have like certain they have multiple tea breaks in a day.
Yeah.
And Jim would be like, all right, next scene, let's get the next shot set up. He'd be like, nah, we got to get tea. And he's like,
but
motherfucker.
They also
just
like,
that, it was because they liked Ridley Scott's
version. Yeah, they
so
were.
Much.
Yeah. Between that, like they just. Those people had worked on Alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they were used to Ridley Scott. And then
isn't he British too?
Yes.
Yeah. But James Cameron's an American.
An American.
Yeah. So, you know, as many things like behind the scenes of this movie that didn't go right, this movie turned out fucking
amazing. Oh, it's a great fucking
amazing.
Movie.
Yeah. I think that 90% of like the people who are a fan of this franchise will tell you that this one's probably the best one.
I mean, it's brought up in fucking Scream 2, that this is like one of the best sequels of all time.
Yeah.
And it's true. This is one of the best sequels of all time.
I would agree. It's hard for me. Like I said the last episode, I can't ever choose between Alien and Aliens because they're both just so good
in
their own way.
And then we move on with the franchise. And that's.
I like Alien 3, and I'll explain that in our next episode. I do like Alien 3.
Yeah.
I guess I could go ahead and say this about Sigourney Weaver, too. She got nominated for some award. Let me see real quick. Like I said, I copied and pasted. I screenshotted it.
Buku bucks
it
off
was
this movie,
the
too.
The Best Actress Academy Award nomination for this movie, which was the first ever nomination for an actress in a role of an action movie.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. And now we get that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I don't know. Action isn't as big anymore these days, I guess. Unless you say, like, the MCU and all that, because that technically
those
is
are definitely
action
adventure category.
I guess I can't really say that. But.
But
then the kind of, not really argument, but debate kind of comes up of, is she considered a scream queen? I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would have to say so.
I suppose.
These are horror movies, ultimately.
She's pretty great.
Yeah, I suppose. She's a final girl, for sure.
Yeah.
She's
so.
So,
they're loading up and gearing up for their mission to this colony, and they're getting in the little drop ship thing. It's so fucking funny. Because they drop at such high speed in that little ship and the little car thing, and Michael Biehn goes to fucking sleep.
Yeah, he falls asleep.
Everyone's
like
sitting there and everyone's shaking and he's fucking snoozing.
I love
Michael Biehn is Hicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hicks. Yeah.
I love like Hudson's big spiel about all the shit that they've got.
Yeah,
like,
we're pretty badass.
My team of ultimate badasses are here to protect you, man.
We got pulse rifles, we got shotguns, we got flamethrowers, we got nukes.
And he says something about ball busters, like megaton ball busters.
Yeah,
everybody's just like, shut the fuck up, Hudson.
Shut.
There's a lot of sleazy men on this crew.
Yeah.
They say some things that would get
not,
them.
Not okay.
Well, like,
it
would well,
get
like
them canceled
what,
today.
Like, going back to what Bailey said, when they land, fucking A-Pone's like, somebody wake up, Hicks.
Yeah. Looking fast as the fuck out. Another day on the job, I suppose.
Yeah, like, at first, I thought that, like, Hicks and Hudson, like, when I first watched this movie, I thought that Hicks and Hudson might have been, like, twins or something, because they look
Michael Biehn and Bill Paxton look a little similar.
Yeah.
Like, their hair, too, and...
Which is also kind of funny, too, because is he Lieutenant Gorman? Is that who he is? He's a lieutenant?
Oh, the buzz cut guy.
Gorman, how many jumps have you done? 32. Simulated. How many combat jumps? 2.
Including
this one.
Everybody's like, oh, man. But the scene where they're getting their briefing about the situation, mm-hmm. and Gorman calls Hudson Hicks.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm Hudson.
He's
Hicks.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a good scene.
They do look pretty simple.
Yeah,
you heard the man, assholes.
People,
and
I think
elbows.
It's like a running joke that because people say Michael, they mix up Michael Biehn and Bill Paxton all the time.
Yeah.
Are they both still? I know Bill Paxton passed away, right?
Michael Biehn's still alive.
One of them passed away.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton passed away a few years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I like Bill Paxton.
So yeah, they land with the APC, which is their big tank vehicle thing.
Armored personnel carrier.
Yeah.
Big car.
Big
car. Vroom, vroom.
They pull up to the facility, and they kind of split up into squads and go search the area.
Yep. The big LMGs they have on the little chassis.
Yeah.
Those are just modified M60s, and I really fucking love it.
Yeah, I like the detail of it has a harness. So, like, people like Vasquez.
She's
like,
so tiny.
She's muscular, but she's small in frame.
She's a little wiry.
So she's got her harness, her and Drake both.
Yep.
Also, like, when they're, like, setting up to go in, and they're, like, checking cameras and vitals and shit.
Yeah.
And Gorman's like, Drake, your camera's fucked up. He just smacks his head against the thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Drake and Vasquez kind of have, like, a little thing going.
Yeah,
you can tell, like,
close.
They don't, like, kiss or anything.
They're close, though. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah, they care about one another.
Yeah.
They're like, we get out of this, we fucking.
Yeah, straight up.
So they start breaching shit. You know, they open a big door, and they're going into these places. It just, everything that can go wrong just starts going wrong.
Well, they're checking the area, and they just see, like, this place is fucked.
Yeah, it's...
Like, there's debris everywhere, there's acid melt, like, spots where acid is clearly eating through the hull of this building, and...
No good.
Yeah, it's wiring's hanging out of the wall, and...
They find Newt, too.
Yeah, Newt, they check the medical bay, and there's facehuggers in the medical bay, and, like, people testing on them and shit.
And they fucking ding, ding.
Yeah. That one jumps at Burke, like, through the glass, and Hicks says, it looks like love at first sight to me. Which would have been kind of funny if that was, like, foreshadowing for something later.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that Hicks was, or not,
Burke
was going to get fucking killed.
I fucking hate Burke. Also, by the way,
dirtbag.
That scene on the colony before it's taken over, this is the first time I think Weyland-Yutani's mentioned.
First time it's mentioned. And
like, we see their logo. Building better worlds.
I think they did that because they're trying to, I think AVP was in the works for a while. So I feel like to establish.
If we fuck up one planet, it's okay. We could just build another one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is kind of foreshadowing what's probably going to end up happening.
It's also what you find out is that Bishop, our android, especially in the next movie, it's Weyland. The CEO of Weyland-Yutani is Bishop, essentially. But
hold up, what?
Bishop's an android, but the appearance of him is based off of Weyland-Yutani. The guy.
Oh, well, that's two different people.
Yeah, Yutani's the other company. Weyland, though, the main guy, Weyland.
I see. That's interesting.
But spoiler alert, Bishop dies in the first 10 minutes of Alien 3.
Hey, yo!
They're breaching and clearing. They find Newt, because they're in the medical bay, and they got brand new motion trackers, baby.
Hell yeah!
Like little handheld motion trackers, which become iconic. I mean, any Alien video game you've played, they're in there.
Yeah, that's the mini-map in Alien Fireteam.
Yeah. So they go to track down the movement, and it's Newt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scraggly ass little girl that.
Which it's kind of kind of taking a shit on Alien 3 again. She was actually supposed to be the new star of the franchise.
Yeah. Oh, was she?
Yeah.
But I think the studio just said nope.
We want Sigourney back.
Just kill Newt. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Ripley ends up, chasing Newt down into the vents and sees she's been living in the vents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that she, so they take her.
She's seen some shit.
Yeah. They take her back to, this command and control area of the facility, and they're trying to, talk to her, figure out what's going on.
You guys are fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight up.
So y'all are fucked.
Do you know what you've done?
They found out her parents and her brother are dead.
They died.
Yeah.
So.
They go.
Yeah, because Ripley's cleaning her up and is asking her questions, and then Newt tells her that they're dead.
She's only 10 at the most. You know, so.
Yeah. So Hudson and Burke are trying to track down the other colonists using these personal on-hand tracking devices that all the colonists have.
Mm-hmm.
And Hudson's lines is, quit your grinning and drop your linen. Because they find them and they're all huddled down in this reactor.
Yeah.
They're what the fuck?
What happened?
I really, so these aliens are different from the one in the original.
Yeah. So
they're they've got gray streaks to them, and they have a veinier appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
their mouths are different, too.
Mouths are different. They got extra, not extra arms or anything, but appendages on their arms, that kind of stretch out.
They're also smaller than the one from the original. But that was just because a fucking 8-foot-tall guy played them.
Yeah.
But.
Different circumstance there.
Yeah. Yep.
So they're going to track them down. They go down into the reactor.
Bad idea.
Yeah. And Ripley explains to Gorman that, if they fire, they fire their ammunition down there, the place is going to fucking blow up.
Yeah.
So Gorman orders the Apone to take all of their mags and shit and only use flamers and no grenades and all that. Flavor, brother.
But Vasquez and
Drake,
what?
They have extra ammunition.
Yeah, they're like, you know what?
You know what? Fuck no.
Him. And fucking Hicks pulls out just a shotgun. He's fucking strapped.
Yeah.
I like how nobody saw that either. He's got this fucking shotgun slung to his back.
Yeah. But
he said, I gotta carry him.
Yeah. And so they go down there and they find people in this resin, almost this hive resin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all clumped to the walls and shit. Most of them are dead, and they got their chests open.
This chick is like, kill me.
Yeah, they find one chick, and everybody's like, you'll be all right. She's like, no, I'm not.
Then explodes.
Yeah, then she explodes. You get the little baby.
They set his ass on fire.
Yeah, they did.
I like the way he dies, and he just dangles out of the body and everything.
His little noises.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
They're sleeping on the ceiling.
Yeah, they they blend into the hive resin.
Yeah.
So, they start kind of picking them off little by little. And all pandemonium breaks loose. fucking Frost gets burnt, like he gets fucking lit on fire.
Yeah, because some dumbass uses the flamethrower and Frost is in the fucking way.
Yeah,
he falls down like a mine shaft or something.
I think scorches it was Frost. Kaz who used the flamethrower.
It was one of the other Marines. One of the there's two other Marines.
A chick Marine.
Because Drake and Vasquez has the big guns.
The M60s.
Yeah, and then two people have flamers.
Frost was one of them, and then
the rest
Marine.
Have pulse rifles or shotguns.
Yeah.
So,
I think it was Crow, and I can't think of the other two's name.
One starts with a W, but it's long, and I can't remember it.
Is it Deer Track? Is that her
what's
name?
One of them?
I think they set his ass on fire, and he just falls off.
Yeah.
Into, like, off a fucking cliff or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Meanwhile, Gorman is just, like, barking orders at Apone, but, like, Apone's not fucking paying attention.
Apone dies, too.
Yeah, Apone gets grabbed by an alien. Deirdrek and then one of the other extra Crow, Deirdrek, and then one of the other extra Marines gets killed. They get dragged away, and
Ripley, meanwhile, is like, "Get him out of there!"
She's like, "Do something, Gorman," and he's like, So she's like, "Fuck it, I pull up," and then fucking runs up,
speeds in,
starts the APC, and fucking drills in there. So the only surviving Marines as of now are Drake, Vasquez, Hudson, and Hicks.
Drake, we are leaving.
Yeah. They're like, he's doing supportive fire from the back, and they pull up in the APC, and Drake gets got, unfortunately.
Drake gets melted.
Fucking Vasquez shoots the alien, and Drake gets covered in the blood and dies, which is sad.
Him dead.
So they all get in.
I say that shit too much.
And, Hicks goes to close the door, and an alien fucking strap just grabs both sides of the door and starts pulling it open.
And then they shoot it in the face, and one gets splashed on the arm.
Yeah, the dude fucking Hicks shows a shotgun, a barrel down his throat.
And Hudson gets his arm sprayed with
acid.
Yeah.
And he's like, fine. He's like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, I like Hicks's reaction. He's like, they're at the goddamn door.
Yeah.
And then his line, eat this, when he shoots him with a shotgun.
Yeah, and then they pull out, APC's fucked, like the axle's fucked up.
Yeah, she fucked up the axle. And Hicks is trying to get her to calm down, just like, listen, we're out of there. It's done. So then they contact Pharaoh and the other guy to pick them up for immediate evac, because they're fucked.
And you know what happens?
There's an alien. Yeah, there's an alien. He's like, here, let me drive, bro.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how the alien's in there.
He snuck in there.
But yeah, he said, I'm a creepin'.
But,
he said,
like,
let me drive, bro.
Let me drive
that
ship.
That alien hijacked that ship and crash-landed it.
Game over, man.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's perfect. That's when we get the Bill Paxton line.
Game over, man.
Game over.
What are we going to do? And then Berg's being a smartass, like, oh, you know, we'll collect some sticks and we'll build a campfire.
Yeah, we'll build a signal fire.
I was like, shut up.
And then at Ripley, at some point, a little after, is like, how long until they think we're in trouble? 17 days.
And she's 17 like, days?
We're not even going to make it 17 hours.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, Newt's lived down here for, like, a long time.
Game over, man.
No weapons.
Why don't you put her in charge?
I like, there's a scene a little afterward where they're like affirmative and Newt fucking salutes with the helmet on.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
We get some good character development out of the rest of the Marines, though. Like, fucking Hudson kind of pulls it together some. Like, he's still skittish, but he pulls it together.
Yeah.
Hicks kind of becomes more of a natural leader
after
everything's gone. So the plan is that they want to, they were going to get off the planet and they were going to nuke the whole site from fucking orbit
because they
got the nukes, they got the strap.
They got to carry him.
But then, you know, Pharaoh gets killed and ship blows up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stuck there, and they're looking at floor plans, and they'll be like, all right, we're going to seal this shit off. You know, we got some pulse rifles. We got some sentry guns. We'll sell some sentry guns down here.
They're very limited on ammo, too.
Yeah.
Each pulse, there's like four pulse rifles, and they all have 50 rounds each.
Yeah.
Which Hicks is like, that's not good.
That ain't enough.
That ain't it, man.
No ammo boxes.
No ammo, man.
No ammo, man. So they start sealing up all the shits and sealing everything off.
Mm-hmm.
They set up the sentry guns, which is cool.
Yeah, he's like, we got two automatic sentries.
Bishop has to, like, go to, like, he has to crawl through a vent and, like, go fucking.
Yeah.
And he's crawling real fast. He's like.
Well, they find out that they can remote pilot another shuttle from the Sulaco and bring it down.
Bishop, like, they're, like, trying to figure out who the fuck should go, and Bishop's like,
I can do it.
Yeah, everybody's arguing. He says it like four times. He's like, I'll go. I'll go.
No one listens to Bishop.
No. Even though he's the GOAT.
He's honestly one of my favorites.
So like they
better than Ian Holm.
They cut open this little hole for him to slide through, which makes me claustrophobic.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, I couldn't fucking do that. I would die.
I literally couldn't fit in there personally. I have too wide shoulders.
I'm too fit. I get stuck. I'm stuck.
There was like this one time. This is off topic, but there like we went over like some kid's like birthday party, and she had like one of these beds that had like cabinets on. Like
yeah.
Under the mattress.
Did you get in the cabinet?
Yeah, you could take the cabinets or the drawers out, and you could crawl in, and then...
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because the other kids were fucking doing it. I was only like 5.
If the other kids jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
At 5 years old.
Hell yeah, bitch!
But I got under there, and they closed me in. And I was like, immediately, like, I had like, I don't know, about a foot and a half worth of room. And I
you
was
just
like,
punched through the bed.
I was like, that's when I learned I was claustrophobic. I was like,
I guess I heard that in the novelization of this movie,
mm-hmm.
that Bishop encounters an alien in the vent.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be some shit. He just punches through its head.
I guess it doesn't do anything to him because it doesn't really detect him.
Yeah, because he's not human.
Yeah.
Well, he is, but isn't.
Yeah, he's not.
He's an artificial
person.
Okay.
So, yeah, Bishop's going to haul ass to go remote control car, this fucking mm-hmm. Shuttle. And they start getting some shit.
Yeah.
Here they come, baby.
Uh-oh.
The fucking sentry guards start going off and fucking them up.
Yeah.
We also find out Burke is just the biggest piece of shit of this whole movie.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, the company wants one of those alien things again.
Yeah, and Ripley kind of exposes him for
it. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Well, are you stupid?
Ripley, so what happens is like, they have that argument where they're like, we're just going to fucking kill all the aliens.
Yeah.
And just say, fuck it, we're going to kill the facehuggers that we've kept.
Yeah.
And yada, yada,
kill
yada.
Kill them all.
And so Ripley goes to put Newt to sleep.
Yeah.
And she kind of like ends up going to sleep with her and
she gets locked in the
they wake up and they're locked in the room. Her pulse rifle's gone and there's just one of the containers with the face huggers like emptied out on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two of them actually.
Yeah. And so like they just fucking go crazy.
Yeah. Like the face huggers are trying to get them.
And she immediately knows it was Burke because he's a businessman.
Yeah.
Burke also turns off like the camera to the room so nobody knows. But Ripley pulls out a lighter and sets off the fire alarm in there, and so they all rush in.
She's smart.
She's loyal. We appreciate that.
And I like how they believe her that Burke did this too.
Yeah, they already knew that Burke was a scumbag.
So
yeah,
I was just like, all right, cool. At least they're
This scene's cool when they all show up and Hicks yells at Hudson to shoot it out the window, and they like dive in and start fucking up the facehuggers.
Yep.
The one's like latched around Ripley's neck and like strangling her, trying to get onto her face. And then Newt traps the one by the tail with the fucking table. Hudson comes up and shoots it up. And then they fucking make that other one a clay pigeon.
Yep.
They throw that motherfucker, poo,
poo.
And then we find out about Burke. And Ripley's like, yeah, he tried to get us got mm-hmm. by these facehuggers.
Kill him.
And then Hudson's line is like, I say we waste this rat fuck son of a bitch right now.
Yeah.
He goes, that's it? You're dog meat, pal.
Such a good line, dude.
Burke is kind of, like, when you think about it, like, I know he's not, like, he's a villain, but he's not really
the villain
of this movie, you know?
He's a douche canoe,
He doesn't even try to fucking stick up for him.
No, he's like, he calls him pathetic. He's like, it's pathetic that you would think I would
like,
do this.
You know, if he really wanted to get away with it, he could have just been like, look, I'll give you guys a shit ton of money or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the line that Hicks says, too, because like, it's a callback to it. Earlier, after they get their asses beat for the first time, they're talking about nuking the site from orbit, and Burke is like, whoa, 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 we can't do that.
We can!
Ripley's like, well, listen, this is a military operation, and Corporal Hicks says, we're going to do that. And he's like, he's just a grunt. He can't make that decision. He says, no offense. He goes, none taken. And then the callback is like, he says, yeah, I say we waste him. No offense. And grabs Burke and goes to like kill him. And then the lights cut out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn it. Fuck. Shit.
Lord, they coming.
Yeah, there's a fucking
Oh, dude, there's so many.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out how they got past, like, the perimeter and stuff. Because they set up the sentry guns and, like, the barricades. And they're like, fuck, man, how did this happen? And come to find out, they're in the fucking ceiling. They're crawling through the ceiling shafts.
Mm-hmm.
And this scene is fucking great. It's kind of like a Last Stand moment. Also, Gorman's woken up at this point. We forgot to mention Gorman was kind of—he gets hit in the head while he's
Gorman
in the APC.
Gorman has like a concussion or some shit.
Yeah, so Gorman wakes up and he's up and at him, and they start fucking fighting some aliens.
They start kicking some ass.
Yeah, he said, "There's one over there. Get him!"
But yeah, they're basically using what little ammo they have, though.
Yeah,
which is kind of sad.
Berg kind of runs away and seals them into the room they're in, and Hudson gets got.
Yeah, sadly.
He's drilling him, man.
He gets pulled into like the floor
to the very end.
Yep. Yeah. He was kicking ass. He was assholes and elbows, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
So they're trying to break
rest in peace.
they're trying to break in that room that fucking Berg shut himself in.
Yeah, they like chew through it with like the welding tool. They like burn through the door lock.
But then there's another room that Burke's in, but there's an alien in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, here we go.
He did.
Yeah, but, he gets killed off screen.
So they go in the
Thank
vents.
Thank God.
Like, they go in the vents where they're going to try to like somehow get out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they still have to fight back because there's still a shit ton of aliens, and they're starting to crawl in the vents too.
Yep.
Vasquez shoots one, and the blood gets on her leg and fucks up her leg real bad.
So she gets got.
Yeah.
She did.
Then Gorman kind of like has his, his moment where he kind of redeems himself a little bit. He goes back for Vasquez and tries to help her, and then they know they're fucked, so they pull a grenade out, and they just kind of hold the grenade together.
Yeah.
And they blew up.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess.
So yeah.
All that's left is Bishop, Ripley, Newt, and Hicks.
Yep. But Newt's dumbass
falls through like the vent.
It was a mistake. It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, she fucking wee.
Yeah,
like, weird like a wheelbarrow thing or not wheelbarrow. What the fuck?
I think it's like a giant air filter. What it's supposed to be.
She like slips in there and like she's about to fall into like the sewer system of that place.
Yeah, she falls in the sewage, man. There's so much raw shit down there.
They were about to like climb up a ladder to get out of there, or, like get somewhere where it's not as bad or something like that.
And the explosion from the grenade makes her fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have to go in there and get her now, and then that was a whole disaster. The aliens kidnap her.
Yeah. Straight up. They, like, track her down and try to cut through the floor to get her out of the raw sewage, but she gets captured.
It's almost queen time.
There's an alien swimming in there.
Yeah, they're swimming in shit. You see, like, turds and toilet paper fall off.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is the Mr. Incredible thing. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, God damn it.
So Hicks and Ripley go to leave because they're gonna go back for Newt, but they got to get the fuck out of there first.
They have the tracking thing on her.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they know where she is.
So they get in the elevator, and it's just like the horror movie cliche. They get in the elevator, and it won't close right away. So Hicks is over here, like, just banging on the fucking thing, and an alien comes in, right as the door is shutting, and Hicks fucking lights it up. But unfortunately, he gets sprayed with acid, and it fucks him up.
Everybody's dying.
Which Hicks isn't dead. He's just really badly wounded.
Yeah. He's out of commission for the rest of this movie.
Yeah, yeah. He fucked.
It ate through his armor and everything, and it fucked him up.
Yeah.
So the Bishop was able to fly the shuttle down from the Sulaco, and they're all loading up, and Ripley's like, "We're not leaving." And Bishop goes, "We're not? What? Why?" So they all get in there. They get Hicks strapped in. And they're flying towards the reactor because Ripley knows that's where the nest is.
Mm-hmm. Ripley's strapping up.
Yep.
She's got a flamethrower, a pulse rifle. She's got all kinds of grenades.
Flares.
Yep.
Kids, grandma, everybody about to get lit up.
Mm-hmm.
She should have took a few more mags with her because there was like a scene where she's like shooting the shit out of aliens and she just runs out.
Yeah.
And then her flamethrower like kind of malfunctions too.
Yeah. I mean, luckily for her, they got the other shuttle that had all the other weaponry on it, so I mean,
like she does the thing after all. Yeah. But I was
this scene, I mean, is really cool. Like her going into the refinery and looking for Newt, dropping flares so she knows where she's been and shit. She finds the tracker bracelet, And she's like, fuck, Newt's dead. And then Newt wakes up in the hive resin, and there's an egg opening. And the little facehugger's like...
Yeah.
And then Ripley's
like... Yeah, Ripley comes in and drills that thing with the pulse rifle.
She gets Newt, though.
Gets Newt out, and then I love this scene. It's my favorite scene in the movie. Like, all the sirens and shit are going off, and you hear the lady over the comm like, you got, like, 10 minutes, get the fuck out of here.
I've got a
fun know what
fact.
Time it is?
And, I've got a fun fact about this. So, like, when you know, like, the fucking lady voice or whatever is, like, 15 minutes. There's actually 15 minutes left in the rest of the movie.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, and I was like, bruh.
Bruh. Mind blown.
So they do all that shit, including, like, killing the alien queen in 15 minutes.
You know what time it is? It's queen time, baby! Yeah,
this scene is fucking awesome. So you get all this pandemonium and shit and all the loud noises, but as soon as Ripley walks into, like, the egg room, it gets silent. Except for her breathing and the alien queen's breathing. So, like, she's looking around at all these eggs. She's the egg sack and shit. And, dude, the queen looks fucking awesome.
Dude, what gets me is when the queen rips her egg sack off.
Yeah.
It's so fucking gross.
Fucking. Like, oh. So the queen wakes up and, like, calls a couple drones over to fuck up Ripley. And then Ripley's like, oh, yeah? I'm about to rush it. And then starts using the flamethrower. And the queen's like, oh, hold on.
Hey, yo.
Tells him, you know, kind of hisses at him to back up, and then Ripley starts kind of stepping out, and then one of the fucking eggs opens, and Ripley makes this face like, you motherfucker, and then it starts lighting up the fucking egg room.
Yep.
Burning it, shoot him!
Shoot him, Jimmy!
And the queen's, like, waving her arms around. She has, like, four arms. She has, like, four arms
she
and two legs.
Two long ones and then two little ones, like, close, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, and then also her, like,
her fucking head, like, the whole, it looks like a crown, essentially, like, this big fucking head.
She got a big-ass head.
Much bigger than the xenomorphs, and it's much more, like.
She got these bony protrusions on her back that stick up, like, it looks dope.
She's like, I am the bitch.
Yeah, Ripley fucking lights up that room, like, grenade launchers into her egg sack and everything, like, I love the, she fought, because the. It's being supported by the ceiling, and the fucking ceiling caves in, and she, like, falls. The queen's like, ah!
Fuck!
And then, like Bailey said, she, like, tears herself from her egg sack. Just,
Yeah, it's so gross.
Yeah,
stringy.
And they start, the Ripley and Newt start to get the fuck out of there. They got, like, 4 minutes to get the fuck out of here.
Yep. They got 4 minutes.
And then the queen's chasing them to the elevator. They get in the elevator. Ripley's dumbass called two elevators, so the queen hopped into the other elevator.
Real shit.
the door opens and the queen's just like, real shit?
Real shit.
She's like, should I get in there?
She's just patiently in there and just like...
And there's like just the classical music on.
So they get back up to the landing where Bishop dropped him off, and Bishop's not there. And Ripley's like, God damn it, you motherfucker. And the queen shows up and is like, I'm going to eat you. But then the bishop shows up.
Bishop, yeah. He explains that there wasn't just like a decent place for him to keep the ship.
Yeah.
Parked, which is fair.
Getting unstable.
That's fair.
So they, you know, they get on the ship and they get the fuck out of there. And then boom, that motherfucker blow up.
Yeah.
Big ass fusion reactor. Kaboom.
But wait. There's more.
They get back to the Sulaco, and Ripley compliments Bishop and is like, hey, you did okay. Not great, just okay.
Just okay. Everybody
died. And Bishop was like, I did. And then he gets fucking stabbed and ripped in half.
Yeah.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, like, that scene's fucking dope.
Oh, shit.
They use so much milk and yogurt for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's no joke. They use fucking milk and yogurt for his blood.
It's so gross.
They did it for Ian Holmes, too.
He would have to sit in that for hours.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So some of the, and they said some of that shit would go sour.
That's
and he fucking
gross.
It's nasty. Yeah. And we get this cool scene. I mean, it's the most iconic line in the movie.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Yeah.
Which,
actually, it's stay away from her, you bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Gotta throw a scream quote in there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why people make such a big deal about that line these days.
People do get pissed off about
for
that
what?
Line.
It's a fucking line in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's they're saying... What was it? Like, feminists got mad about it or something?
Yeah, feminists got pissed off because...
Oh, they said the word bitch to an alien!
Ripley called essentially another woman a bitch.
Well, some women are bitches. Goddamn.
You heard it here,
especially
folks.
This one that's got four arms and an extra tongue.
Look at all these Karens that are around the world these days. God.
So Ripley comes out with the power loader and they start kind of duking it out. This scene's cool. The queen's trying to tail whip her and like bite her with the extra mouth, and it's cool. And then Ripley opens this cargo bay and throws the fucking queen down it. Mm-hmm. But not before the queen grabs the power loader and brings Ripley down with her. Ripley scrambles out, opens the goddamn airlock, which she would fucking die. She would die.
That's a flaw, I guess. But yeah. I mean, you know,
it's sci-fi, you know. Yeah.
So the alien queen gets sucked out of the airlock and is like squirming in space, like just the Tusken Raider death sweat. So then she seals the door, and then they prep for hypersleep, and they're going to bed.
They go cheapy night night,
and that's the end of the movie.
Over.
They got Bishop in like a bag.
Yeah, he's sitting there.
He's in like a plastic bag in one of the cryogenic sleep chambers or whatever.
Yeah,
which I don't know if you guys caught this, but at the end of the credits, you hear the sound of like a facehugger running around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that today after I finished watching it.
Interesting.
Well, the Queen Alien, she's in other movies, right? I haven't seen all of them.
Well, it's not the same Queen.
It's a different Queen.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So.
Which, the only really other Queen Alien we see, well, there's two times we see her again. Like, one of them is good, and the other is...
AVP-2.
Well, AVP-2, we get the Pred Alien. But, like, the first AVP, like, the Queen in that is badass.
Mm.
Like, that, she's awesome. And then you get... Alien Resurrection, the queen in that is just fucking
There's
dog
also
shit.
Like the humanoid xenomorphs in that movie that look like skeleton
things
or whatever.
Human xenomorph
cross. We get
cross,
there when we get
and
there.
They say mommy or whatever, and I'm just
mama.
Like,
mama.
I'm like, oh, kill it.
So, it's really hard to do, but what do you got? What are we ranking?
It's a 10 out of 10.
I'm with you.
Two tens in a row.
The iconic lines, the action. You can't beat it.
Nah.
I don't think there's been a franchise we've done so far that we've given tens
in a row
in the franchise.
I don't think so.
I mean, fuck, man. You got the miniature work for the spaceships and like the APC.
Spaceship!
The puppeteering for the alien queen and the aliens. Like it's fucking golden, man.
Stan Winston did a great job again.
Yeah, we didn't even mention him, but since we all gave it a 10, I guess I can kind of go over. I kind of mostly went over like the fun facts, but I'm just going to kind of like say some shit.
Down now.
Lance Henriksen wanted to wear double pupil contact lenses for a scene where Bishop is working in the lab on a microscope.
Wow.
And gives a scary look at one of the Marines. He came to set with those lenses, but after a test, James Cameron decided he did not need to wear them because he was acting the character with just the right amount of campiness already, or creepiness already.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I said campiness. Cameron later said that it made Bishop look scarier than the aliens. In both the standard and special edition versions, the 15-minute countdown at the end of the film is indeed 15 minutes. So I guess I got that wrong when I said it earlier. I said because there's 15 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
But just the countdown itself is 15 minutes. So the knife trick with Bishop and Hudson, the scene was originally going to be done by Bishop alone. According to Lance Henriksen, he suggested to James Cameron to have Hudson's hand put on top of his to which Cameron agreed. I don't know why he would, but he agreed as Henriksen felt the scene needed something extra. This change was discussed with almost everyone except for Bill Paxton. Henriksen also remembers a long night of drinking after shooting. Why in the fuck would they do this? He remembers a long night of drinking after the shooting, the scene followed by a reshoot of the scene as it looked too fake when they sped the footage up. He accidentally caught Paxson's pinky with the knife on this reshoot.
Ouch.
Probably wasn't a real knife either, though, but it probably still hurt.
Yeah. It probably hurt like a bitch.
Let me make sure I didn't skip one. I'm pretty sure I named them all. Yep, that was about it. Yeah, AI Al Matthews was the first Black Marine.
That's pretty cool.
He, let me see here.
What did he do, fight in World War II?
Vietnam.
There were Black Marines in World War II.
Good morning, but Vietnam.
They held balloons on the D-Day. Distractions.
Well, they probably weren't Marines.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I know there were, like, Tuskegee Airmen.
That's the Air Force.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying there probably wasn't Black Marines.
I don't know. I don't know the history of the of race in the Marine Corps.
I mean, this is all according to IMBD, so, I mean, you know.
Take that with a grain of salt.
All right, well, next week we'll be back with Alien 3.
Yeah.
Or Althrian, if you look at the poster.
Althrian.
Althrian.
Yeah, Althrian. I'll probably be doing a lot of defending that episode.
That's fine. Five cream. Yeah. But
should have been called.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can. If you guys want to send in future episode recommendations or, you know, you want to shout it on the show, go ahead and send us an email over at beneaththecpod@gmail.com. We'll have that in the description of the episode. And also, if you really like what you hear, we are part of the Slash and Cast Podcast Network Patreon. After you hear this episode this week, so Monday the 14th,
Valentine's
Wednesday
Day.
The 17th, our first commentary should be up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
We did the Monster Project from 2017. It was a fun time. I hope you guys check that out if you are a patron. We really appreciate you. And, yeah, we hope you guys have a good week this week. Stay safe. Be good. Be good.
Have
Bye.
Fun on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Don't have fun. Get some heart-shaped candy. But remember, this holiday is a scam.
Be safe if y'all are doing your extra deeds.
What he said. Okay, bye.
Bye.